Okay, you know, one noticeable difference between this album and the last has got to be the guitar solos.
Yes, solos are back.
Yes, there are solos.
Let me tell you. Not only is Kirk back, but dude, they've let you out of the cage. Right?
Am I right? Someone had to sooner or later.
It's kind of nuts because they're ripping and long, hard solos.
Thanks, man.
Every song chock full of ripping, shredding, shreddy rippies.
I could not put the wah pedal down. That's what you're saying.
You know what? There's a moment on the last song, actually, when there's a drum roll. And there's that gear up with the wah. Which is like the perfect. It's awesome. It's like shaking a bottle of pop.
Yeah. Sample that.
Yeah. I love it.
That was fantastic.
Thank you very much.
I wish I could get that effect on my guitar.
Put me in that talk box. I'll make it happen. So I read somewhere that a lot of that stuff is. I mean, did you work on your solos this time, or is it a lot of off the top of the head stuff, or what?
What happened was I worked on solos for a long part of the time, and you know, I didn't feel like I was hitting it on the head, and there was more than a few times where I just threw everything away and started over again, and after doing that like two or three times, I just said, screw it, and just went for just total spontaneity and like playing in the moment and playing live, which is something that Rick Rubin was trying to get out of us anyway. And so I just went for it, man. I just said, push the button. Let's let her rip and see what comes out. And there honestly were times where I was recording and I play something and I look up from my guitar afterwards and say, what the hell was that? What did I just do? I mean, it was just, it came to a point where it felt like I was channeling something else. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but a lot of the times I just went for total spontaneity and just like really just stuck my neck out there and just went for the throat.
Well, I think it's one of the things that makes the album sound like a classic Metallica record, because you guys are specific ingredients, things that each one of you do that nobody else does. And when you all do those things together, that's when it sounds like an amazingly classic Metallica song, which we're going to hear another one right now. Now, this song
is my favorite.
Taylor Hawkins, ladies and gentlemen. Taylor Woo! Hawkins' favorite song.
All right. Yeah. This is definitely my favorite song. How long are we going to the song yet?
All right. It starts with drums, right?
Yeah, it does. Okay. I think so. And
whatever. Boring.
It's called My Apocalypse. It's the second song I heard.
Is it the second song on the record or the last song on the record?
Last song.
Booyah.
And this one is relentless and never stops. And I like the end. Right. I don't know.
There it is. Yeah.
Does that song not make you want to go kick the neighbor's dog around?
Yeah, I want to go wreck some stuff. My apocalypse.
My friend Paco's lips.
My friend Paco's lips. That was awesome. Ugh. Another great song.
Thank you.
Last song on the record.
I like that. One of my favorites.
Good, nice ending.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
What about the other 14 songs that you didn't use for the album? What about all those riffs?
For sale.
Yeah, I'll take them. They sound like
that. They turned into parts cars. We were pulling carburetors and choruses and whatnot off of them, and that's why...
Franken hits.
They have 30 riffs in one song, right?
That's awesome. Hey, can I just say that I went to go to take a in your bathroom, and I really admire your toilets that are painted like hot rod cars.
Well, what, yours aren't?
No.
Do you have a pinstripe piano? Come on.
Hey, that's awesome.
We have this guy come in every once in a while, and he says, hey, what do you want us to paint? Like, go paint the urinal. There you go. Okay.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a lot more to talk about. We got someone's going to cry. I haven't decided who it's going to be yet. I'm gonna make someone cry tonight. It might be me.
You cried on the way here.
I did cry on the way here. That's just because I'm scared of flying. So we're gonna take another break, and we're gonna be back. We're listening to the new Metallica record, Death Magnetic, with the boys. I'm Dave.
I'm Taylor.
And that's not his real voice, but we'll be back in a couple minutes right after this. Thanks a lot, guys.